May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. Greetings, everyone. This is the Cosmic Cowboy, transitioning as a metaphysical wizard of sorts. Yes, I'm transitioning. I'm going through some changes. I figured I'd up my game a little bit for the AI accelerated time of revelations. I mean, there's so much change going on so fast that it has left many of us dumbfounded, including myself sometimes. So I'm not saying I'm a whiz at everything, but I've been a visionary futurist for more than 50 years. And back at the bicentennial, 50 years ago, I was giving a presentation on Capitol Hill to 10 agencies of the federal government in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building, giving them a vision of what I've configured to be the next 10 years. Actually, it was... Excuse me. It was the bicentennial era from 76 to 89, the 13 years from the Declaration of Independence to the ratification of the Constitution. I was addressing how all of our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government could be updated with modern communications capabilities at that time. And then at that time, back in 1976, there were satellites, downlinks to cable TV systems that were wiring the nation, and mini computers that made it possible to whereby touchtone telephones, which was new at that time, could be used to punch in three numbers in sequence through the mini computers, provide real time evaluation of TV programs that were originated in the cable TV stations and local origination of programming, which was then possible with the new video taping technology, which means that anyone could go out in their community and videotape an event and go back into the cable TV studio and broadcast it live, and then people could respond to it with their touchtone telephones. And how that all worked with the vision of an update of freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, with real-time evaluation criteria, whereby 100 or 1,000 people could or 1,000,000 people could respond to the same program at the same time to create a field of dots, which is the three numbers in sequence that they could punch in, which is like upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. It's like the holodeck between the ears. Anyway, I explained all that to a group of futurists, the World Future Society, the Committee for the Future, and 10 agencies of the federal government who were looking to the bicentennial and how they were going to celebrate revolution. Well, we're 50 years later. Now, I've been back to the drawing board 1,000 times. Of course, my proposal at that time would have made government accountable to the purpose for which it was created and would have reduced bureaucracies. And those 10 agencies of the federal government were into expanding their turf rather than reducing it. So so there wasn't intent for, you might say, making government accountable to the purpose which was created at that time. You have to wonder how much it has changed in 50 years, but now it's a global affair. Now it's a global village. I mean, it's instant everywhere, interactive internet capabilities. And you can have this real-time evaluation criteria on your smartphones or, off your computer using your alphanumeric keyboard, punching in three numbers and how all that works. I've been explaining that, in my newsletters over the years. As a matter of fact, that's why I started my Cosmic Love show 18 years ago, because I'd been publishing for some time on the internet. And, I'm massaging, messaging, I call it predictive modeling, how things, some people see how bad things are and say why, and I see things, how good things could be, and say, why not? I've been saying it for 50 years. And I mean, it's there's real capabilities to create, a global village for the family of mankind. But whereby we culture social conscience in our social networks and have a revolution in higher consciousness. So anyway, that's been my intent all along, and I'm going to get into it today with four articles, four newsletters I've published over the last week. Now, well, beginning February 28th, and where we're at, we're the 7th today. That's a week. And of course, this has been the week where there was the Iran attack, and it's dominated all the news because it is a big issue. So I had four newsletters on this subject. Back in February 28th, I had an article on, I call it the global holistic healing two-step, because it's like we move two steps forward and one step back. It seems like we're moving ahead with MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, and then we get two steps back. Same thing happening with, the whole peace initiative. We seem to be moving ahead and then moving back. We're definitely taking a big step back right now. Anyway, that was back March, February 28th. I don't know if we're gonna have a chance to get into that. On March 1st, is a few a day later, that was the breaking news on the Iran attack. All the shock and awe all over again, and then March 3rd, I did an article on the lunar eclipse, which was all coming to a head about then, and I called this one Surfing the Apocalypse, keeping your balance. Of course, the understanding of apocalypse as an unveiling, the true meaning of apocalypse as an unveiling, and that unveiling with revelations regarding quantum energy, artificial intelligence advances, and the Aquarian co-creation with the universal law, language, light, and cosmic love, in terms of a universal interface for mass-to-mass communications, which is what I was talking about 50 years ago. Anyway, I've been, like I say, massaging this message with predictive modeling of how what things could be, how what it would look like, how things could work for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness, with a capital C, as in, Christic, awakening, the great awakening, as it moves into Christic great enlightenment, the Aquarian Age. And there are some people that have got the vision now that are, basically. There's many people that are enlightened around the planet, truly enlightened, and they understand that the only way, we've been down so long as far as 3D density that the only place to go is up in vibration and consciousness, 4D, 5D, 4D real time, 5D as far as the quantum sense of fully present now. The infinite eternal here and now, and the quantum field of energy, quantum energy, basically the unlimited energy in the quantum field, 0 point energy, and the same thing is going on with artificial intelligence. I call it augmented intelligence for advance of human intelligence to the threshold of the unified field, unity and diversity. Communion, community, communication, coming into unity, in terms of the source field, navigating the field, the source field. So for all you sorcerers out there, you know what I'm talking about. We've all, we come into embodiment, and of course we have our effective sensory perception educated out of us pretty quickly with compartmentalized thinking and the public school system. I mean, the public school system, our intuitive, gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we're not trained, we're not raised up to have psychic abilities. Those are pretty much suppressed as being weird. In any regard, we're moving in that direction. With there's more with augmented intelligence. Artificial intelligence is a tool, just like money is a tool. It can be used for good or for evil. But for the good, as far as the Aquarian spirit of universality and private rights in the public sphere, the balance, of individual and collective virtue and valor for the victory of unity, you know, the United, and of course we're talking about 50 years later from the United States of America, we're talking about the global affair with the United Sovereigns of Earth. It's, I mean, it's like the issue of freedom and opportunity and the global village is now, you know, whether we will harness the tools and technology for light and love rather than war and hell on earth. So, you know, we're at the choice point. I'm going to be going into that. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Cosmic weather report time, folks. Astrology, psychology, the sun is in Pisces right now, which is a water sign, and it's trine the moon, which is in Scorpio right now, water sign. They're both trine Jupiter, which is in Cancer, water sign. So we got a grand trine going on. And the sun is conjunct Mercury also, which is, you know, again, a water sign. So you've got a harmonic going on with, you know, with water, you know, the emotional body. And a trine is like the harmonic is reflexing the sun and the moon. You're in trine, both trine Jupiter, which is an expansive expansion of that energy. With the sun and moon trine strong anyway, an expanding of that with Jupiter, that influence of expansive nature of this harmony. There's a feeling, you know, the feeling, the emotional body, energy in motion, emotional body. There's feeling at this time, which is really a sweet spirit. Of course, again, Mercury's conjunct the sun. It's always close to the sun. It's close to the planet to the sun. But, you know, every once in a while, it's within a degree of exact conjunction with the sun. So that's the mental body. You know, it's like a mental understanding of this, the feeling, you know, of the spirit, you might say, of harmony is very strong right now. And there's a mental understanding of it, which I'm kind of going into, the astrology psychology. So what else is going on is very unique right now. There's a there's a stellium of Neptune, Venus, and Saturn are all in conjunction. I mean, right in the middle of them is Venus, 2 degrees, 3 degrees is Saturn, 1 degree is Neptune. So it's a very tight conjunction. And Neptune is a higher octave of Venus. It's like a very etheric love. It's a very, very, you know, just total non-linear love, whereas Venus is, again, closer to the sun, but it's the energetics of Venus is more of a beauty and a 3D physical feeling of love, whereas Neptune is like a knowing of cosmic love. Neptune is cosmic love. Now, they're all in Aries. So you've got fire with Aries. It's a cardinal fire sign. So you got this firing of the spirit of love, you know, personal love, Venus, cosmic love, Neptune. And it's made more congruent with Saturn there. Saturn is like a timely congruent force. So it's an Aries. So you got cardinal fire with this cosmic love. So you got fire and water going on with the grand trine. You got, you know, the water, and you got the fire, and both of them are intense. And there's a blending. So there's a blending of the fire and water. So it's kind of steamy right now. It can be steamy. It all depends, you know, your own personal astrology psychology and how your astrology personally is transiting with the heavens above and triggering you. And it's totally unique for every different individual. But this is the general picture, the general context with the unified field. You know, the quantum field of the planet right now, our solar system within the galaxy, you know, where we're at in time and space in the cosmic scheme of things. So I just thought I'd touch on that. I'm going into some intense stuff, some heavy stuff for people not used to my presentations. I mean, I'm getting into some pretty big picture stuff with both global crisis and the Aquarian opportunity that emphasizes conscious evolution revelations right now. I mean, globally. There's a great awakening going, moving into, for some of us already happened to do a great enlightenment. So each of these newsletters I do, there's a general formatting I do in the creative process with light and love on the front end and on the back end. And in the middle, you know, there's strong meat, like straight talking, truth telling, you know, peppered with some satire and garnished with a little cosmic humor. But I call it my cosmic love sandwich, you know, to provide some, you know, serious food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. So I'm going to go into it with these presentations. The first one I'm going to get into is the Iran war, the first week summary. And we're talking about free energy disclosure and how the free energy disclosure can be ending the oil wars that we're seeing right now. So I'm going to go right into it, folks. This is a summary of what's been going on all week. Iran war debriefing the first week. And the byline is free energy disclosure to end the oil wars. And there's a graphic in Finland, a graphic representing what's going on in Finland, how they're developing wireless electricity system where power moves freely through the air without cables. So this is my reality report after the first week of the Iraq war. And kind of the keynote is, will Trump pivot to survive? The way he's going right now, he's not going to survive the midterms. But what is the dynamic going on here? Well, this thing about free energy disclosure ending the oil wars, I'm just kidding, really. Officially, there's no such thing as free energy, officially. I mean, yes, we could go wireless with power just as Finland is doing, and you can put in your search engine, you know, at the top of your page, put in your search bar, Finland wireless power system. Finland wireless power system, or Finnish wireless power system, doesn't matter. And you'll see that, yes, they're developing this wireless power technology that Nikola Tesla developed 100 years ago. But world attention right now is totally focused on, this last week, the Iran war over oil. Again, it's over oil again. Remember Iraq, Libya, Venezuela, you know, taking their oil. So, again, war debriefing the first week, you know, at the beginning of the week, there was updates on February 28th, March 1st, and March 3rd. In the footnotes, I'll provide these links. Just be footnotes to the podcast, I'm giving this live, so it'll usually will be up, the podcast, within a day or two. And you can click on the links for these three newsletters that are summarized in what's following. I mean, this is after a week of the breakout of war. And I have seen over the years that immediately after a major world event, the news that comes out, some of it is always better than others. And I try to, you know, really focus on, as best discernment I've got, what is the most congruent information for enlightenment of what's really going on. So I've summarized from these three sources, these three newsletters that I mentioned. You know, I've done four newsletters this last week, and the first three are linked in the footnotes in the podcast. Of course, anyone can go to the HeartCom Network archive page and pull that up even right now in another window of your computer and scroll down in the archives, you know, for this year to the February 28th, March 1st, and March 3rd newsletters, and you can read along as I go through this. And so here's a summary from these sources for this last week of the keynote issues. And the first one is that war forces the issue of conquest. Forces the issue. I mean, we're talking about conquest, you know, win-lose, you know, conquest versus cooperation, win-lose rather than win-win. I mean, it's basically, you know, conquest for physical and human resources Of course, power, profit, and all that goes with it. That's a core issue. This is the it brings it right into focus. War forces the issue of conquest. Now, the second keynote here is aggression blowback accelerates. So conquest is aggression. And there's a lot of blowback going on, backlash that's going on all over the world. People are watching this. And the West is losing their win-win high ground. You know, you negotiate a deal, you want to win-win. Well, there's so much win-lose going on here that the whole world is looking at there's something seriously wrong with this picture. So there's a lot of blowback, and it's accelerating. Now, this brings us to the point of the third point. It's like thesis, antithesis, action, reaction, then synthesis. And so Trump is either going to pivot or he's going to be he won't survive the midterms. He's got to pivot somehow. Now, there's some speculation of what's going to happen to cause him to pivot. Is there going to be a cyber attack on America that shuts everything down? There's all kinds of things that could happen. But the major thing that's going on that's well documented that I'm going to go into is what I call the disclosure bomb. In other words, the only win-win that Trump has left is full disclosure of the free energy technology that's been available and it's breaking out all over the world at this point. Otherwise, Trump may double down and lock down core freedoms in the name of security until we have neither, you know, neither freedom nor security. So this is something's going to happen one way or the other. The method to the operation for Trump's billionaire tech advisors has been to profit from creating a surveillance society with control by an unelected elite, you know, the technocrats who were minions of the plutocrats, the banksters, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and there's, you know, and supposedly there's, you know, the dark side of the empire, deep state, you know, behind them, you know, which some people say are principalities of darkness or whatever. So anyway, this is a do or die point for Trump. I mean, if this is either he redirects the ship of state or he ramps up crisis capitalism for power, profit, and egoic prestige. You know, Trump never says he's wrong. He never says he's wrong. He just kind of skips the issue and goes on to the next crisis or whatever. But anyway, this is do or die because the whole world is just saying this is wrong. There's something wrong with this picture. And, you know, it's just like, it's going to be hurting everyone worldwide. The economy is going to go in the crapper more than it already has. So the whole point is that the currency of conscience as is, Christic awareness, conscience as in, you know, higher awareness, you know, if not enlightenment, the currency of that trumps aggression, obviously. You know, light and love trumps, you know, death and hell. You know, it's just more light and love, easier and faster. I mean, excuse the pun when I say trumps aggression, because people will say it's Trump's aggression that's caused the problem. But the currency of conscience trumps aggression. So excuse the pun. And so this is huge, folks. This is what I call the biggest show on earth. Trump's always been doing the biggest show on earth, you know, Miss Universe pageants and everything like that since then. So netizens worldwide, when I say netizens, they're global netizens that are all connected, you know, with their smartphones and with their social networks and social media. These netizens, global citizens, are paying attention worldwide with pure intention for our ascension, you know, our conscience, evolution, in the dimension of Aquarian love retention. In other words, the spirit that matters, you know, on earth as in heaven, you know, basically pull it down, step it down, step it up, you know, to where, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. Now, I go into a lot of other reality reports from this last week, reality reports as far as some of the best truth tellers on the internet that I've found, and I'm processing a huge amount of videos and articles, you know, every day from multiple sources that do newsletters on what's going on. And I, you know, there's a lot of people curating the news and putting them together into new compilations and newsletters. And I scan those and I look for a repeating pattern or a common pattern of what's going on. That's really, you know, core stuff. And then I do it for myself, like enlightened self-interest, but then I share it with everyone. So that's what I'm doing now. And it's like, John Rappaport is brilliant. And he has an article on, an intelligence assessment of the Iran war, you know, red alert. He also did John did an update on March 7th, which is, you know, today. So I've got links to that. And there's an article by Danny Haifong. And Danny's an American. I think he's American and speaks good English, but, and he's with another lady, and they give an overview on the Iran missile barrage that smashes Tel Aviv, and how the U.S.-Israeli defenses have failed. Now, one thing about Zionist control of big media is suppressing news of any harm to Israel or failures, just as they suppressed the involvement of Israel behind the 9/11 false flag, and just as they suppressed pictures and stories of Gaza devastation and genocide. They control the media. All the seven giant conglomerates that control like 97% of mainstream media, you know, the MSM, mainstream media, they're Zionist control. They're owned by Zionists. They're Zionists. They have dual citizens. They may be Americans, but they, you know, they have allegiance to Israel. And the political Zionism, you can be a Democrat or Republican and still be a political Zionist. Anyway, I've reported on this many times, but they have control of the media. And they're suppressing any information that is anti-Israel as much as they can. I mean, they're censoring YouTube videos, that's for sure. So anyway, there's another article, and this is by a new source that I've been just been finding out about on Substack, called Simplicius. Got some really good stuff, and the article is called Iran Blinds the U.S. with unprecedented campaign of strikes on region's strategic radars. Iran's been taking out the strategic radars in the, you know, which is like the warning system for attacks, missile attacks or whatever. Now they've been blinding them. I think they blinded most of them by now with missile, a strategic, you know, hypersonic missile precision strikes. So this is huge. What's going on? Mainstream media is not covering this. So it's a good article on that. That was just published 2 days ago. Another article, is there any escape from Israel's control of America? This is by Paul Craig Roberts and Glenn Greenwald. I think it's Glenn Greenwald, one of my favorite journalists. He's exceptional, and I think he's doing it on Paul Craig Roberts' website. But the major theme is that the tide is turning. People, again, are waking up worldwide, and they're saying, we've had it with the whole Zionist genocide in Gaza and their murderous campaigns worldwide. So, I mean, it's like there's not just outrage now. The whole Middle East is basically waking up and rising up and saying, you know, Israel's gotta be stopped in their aggression for the greater Israel taking over the Middle East, if not taking over the world and the media in the United States and what's going on in America. I'll be going into that, but we're the stage, folks. We're trying to see through the fog of war. The fog of war is a real thing. We're getting all kinds of propaganda from both sides. And what's going on, warfare in the mainstream media or in the media, is narrative control. And there's a really good article by Professor Young Media. And this is how we reshape our worldview and then how that mindset shapes us. But belief system, BS, belief system, is subjective and does not make it objective reality for all other subjects. There's a really good video on what's going on for the war and in the media, and really intelligent overview on the psychological warfare and conquest through rhetoric, because there is a war of narratives, a war of conquest through rhetoric. And of course, Trump is known for his rhetoric. And it doesn't go into Trump specifically, but it sure frames the issue to where, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it, kind of a thing. Anyway, good article. And there's a little caption here that says, quote, a fact is objective information. An opinion is a personal belief. Ignorance is a lack of facts, and stupidity is a rejection of facts in favor of opinions. You might say in favor of BS belief systems. Because belief systems, again, they're subjective. They're not objective. So it's better to believe nothing and either know or not know. So most of the civilized world now knows that the same genocidal insanity that gave us 3 years of Gaza mass murder is now facing superpower retaliation from China and Russia through their Iran-supported proxy. It's China that's providing the hypersonic missiles to Iran. And they got them on mobile launchers. They got them all over Iran. They're just, you know. And Russia's providing all kinds of assistance, not just with satellites, but China also does. But they're doing drones, which, of course, Russia's using advanced drones in the Ukraine battle. And they're both supporting. These are both very high tech, extremely high tech. You know, they're into practical applications of, and they're supporting Iran. So the world is now witnessing what looks like Trump taking the American public and the world at large into World War III with Russia and China. Now that's quite a statement, but that's, you know, that's what it looks like, and under the fog of war propaganda from both sides, it's difficult to know what's really going on. But some truth tellers are nailing it with videos like the one that follows on MAC-20 and Unbeatable, the hypersonic weapon that's rewriting modern warfare. Iran's secret weapon exposed, video on that. And again, Western media is suppressing news of Israel's damage from these hypersonic missiles because the West doesn't have anything like that. And they're just tearing up the Middle East with these hypersonic missiles, strategic targeting, you know, pressure points. So there's, like I say, hundreds of anti-Israel YouTube videos that have been removed. The media is trying to suppress this stuff. And there was one YouTube video I saw that the source was questionable, but it went into of how a hypersonic missile targeted a Israel meeting of generals that supposedly Netanyahu was there and killed Netanyahu and about seven generals. Now, I discounted that because, well, I remember the last time, you know, remember that short war this last year? Where it was like a 12-day war, you know, with Iran. And supposedly there was a lot of damage, well-documented, to Israel that never made mainstream media. So it's possible that something like that happened, and they do not want the American public totally being, you know. I mean, other sources said that Netanyahu went to Berlin for a diplomacy mission right before the Iran attack. I mean, that's the official reports of what happened. You know, that Netanyahu got out of Dodge right before they started sending the missiles, so they didn't, so retaliation didn't take him out, because Netanyahu knows about those hypersonic missiles, you know, that are highly target, being able to target exactly where they're. I mean, this war is like no other war we have ever seen. So it's important to remember, you know, that this could be the darkest before the dawn, hopefully, because there are advanced technologies that now exist that could be used to liberate global humanity. And it's coming out, you know, that that there's advanced technologies that could provide an abundance of free energy and I mean, health, and I mean, just so it's these are technologies in the wings that have been suppressed and is actually used in the secret space program, has been for years. The reason it hasn't happened yet, these technologies being and free energy being unveiled, is because those who have monopolized power geopolitics, you know, ever since the Rockefeller's dynasty monopolized big oil, they had been suppressing free energy for a century, free energy technology, from the time of Nikola Tesla. And so this is Trump's trump card. This is the trump card for a pivot. Either he pivots in this direction of abundance for all, you know, free energy for all, you know, and with a pivot to the next economy of an economics of abundance, or he's not going to make it through the midterms. You know, it's going to take something this dramatic. When he plays the trump card, you know, it will crash the stock market, which profits from the value of scarcity, you know, scarcity economics. You know, that's war, disease, and deception incentivized. You know, there's no profit in peace. There's no profit in health. There's no profit in the truth if it's exposing, you know, if the truth is exposing, you know, war and disease for profit. There's no profit in that. But anyway, Trump is looking, you know, the truth will set us free, but it'll crash the stock market, which profits from the value of scarcity, which is an oxymoron. You know, the value of scarcity, you know, is like it's a contradiction in terms, but it's backwards. And it has incentivized war, disease and deception. But crashing the stock market would give Trump the emergency powers he needs to nationalize the privately owned, you know, Federal Reserve banking cartel, which is neither federal nor has any reserves. Now, listeners of my show, most of them, I would think by now, and have been reading my newsletters over the years, most enlightened netizens worldwide know that the Federal Reserve Bank is not federal. It's privately owned by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Morph, House of Morgan. I mean, going back to the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, you know, they were private banksters. So this is, you know, we're looking at the whole U.S. economy is going to be reset one way or the other. And this may well determine the next century for the whole world. So think about the unique situation now. And this is where it really gets interesting. Trump gave us the Space Force in his first term, you know. Now, Trump's uncle, Dr. John G. Trump, he worked in projects that were above top secret after World War II, including the reverse engineering of crashed UFOs. Now, in 1943, when Tesla died, John Trump got the mother load, which was Tesla's confiscated research on anti-gravity, beam weapons, which were directed energy weapons, and free energy technology. So we've got a situation here where over the last two decades I've been reporting on the 60-year history of the SSP, the Secret Space Program, which is still above top secret. Now, President Trump gave some cover to the secret space program as the fifth branch of the military, you know, the Space Force. But what they show us is a limited hangout, like NASA. It's not full disclosure. So here's an article called "The Age of Disclosure is here. President Trump's plan to release the secret UFO files. And this is, February 19, 2026, article in InfoWars. And President Trump plan to release these secret UFO files in July is sending shockwaves of terror through the deep state. Why? Well, the deep states, they've monopolized power, money, health. They've monopolized it, and they don't want it to be, their monopoly to be, gentlemen prefer monopoly, ownership and control of human and physical resources of the planet. That is the plan of the technocrat minions under the plutocrats, with the creating digital gulags and a digital social credit system. So we've been reading about that and following that and learning about that for the last several years since COVID. But now we're looking at full disclosure, and that means complete reset to abundance economics, the economics of abundance rather than economics of scarcity. So this is a major correction of scarcity's value, the corruption, this oxymoron of the value of scarcity. I mean, this is what the dark side, deep state, monopolists, the bankster billionaires, and then are the bankster trillionaires, and then are billionaire technocrats. This is why they plan to avoid this shift to an economics of abundance, because it basically it short circuits their game. In other words, they plan to avoid these dark side monopolists. They've planned to avoid the takedown of their monopolies using war and emergency powers, and locking down dissent with digital surveillance grids under national security powers for command and control. Remember, they attempted this lockdown with the COVID pandemic, and remember, COVID is an acronym for Certificate of Virus ID, COVID, Certificate of Virus ID. It was a global psyop that has destroyed small businesses, empowering big tech, big pharma, and other big business profiteering. And now they're counting on big war. These dark side deep state monopolists, they've planned to avoid accountability with emergency powers with war. And this is the concern. They're counting on this. So watch the video that I've got here, and I'm going to just reference it to those who can't watch it right now. But again, those who are reading along, there's a video you can watch. I provide a clip, a link, a 14-minute clip from the longer video, and the longer video is Tucker Carlson interviewing the producer of the Y Files. On the Tucker Carlson show, and he explains the Tesla technology connected to Trump's uncle. So he goes into this thing with Trump's uncle. And there's another Y-Files video on free energy inventions and anti-gravity, and I'll provide a link to that also in this article on summing up the Iran war of the first week. So this is a real issue. I mean, quantum science right now and current AI advances are now unveiling free energy technology worldwide, whether Trump discloses it or not. It's being unveiled. Remember, the key word of apocalypse is the unveiling. So either Trump plays his Trump card, this world rallying Trump card, with free energy for all, or he could be, it's going to take drama like some trauma like that, or he could be toast before the midterms. In other words, to provide a win-win, a big win-win for everyone, that would be it. Now, it's not a win-win for the power elite, monopolists, But it's a win-win for the people of America and the people of Asia and the people of Europe and the people of the world for the Eastern Western Hemisphere and the North and South Hemispheres. Win-win-win-win. I mean, you know. Now, when Trump raises the flag of unity and diversity with free energy technology, you know, empowering everyone, global civility will quickly mature with new and more advanced means of organizing all information in formation that will culture social conscience in local and global social network communities. Now, this is a hardware project. I provide a link on that for those who aren't familiar with it. But that's the vision of universal interface for global telecommunications, telecommunity, telecommerce, telecare, health, and basically, you know, the TLC reset of the planet. So now is the time ordained by cosmic cycles. I'm talking about predictive modeling now. When the Aquarian field of energy, which is a cycle of like 2,160 years, right? We, you know, our solar system passed through the Aquarian field. This is a time when quantum science and artificial intelligence will navigate the energy terrain of the unified source field. I mean, it's like all energy, and there's a terrain, like there's a biological terrain in the body, you know, where, you know, health is, you got a healthy terrain or you got a sick terrain, and sickness comes out of a sick terrain and health comes out of a healthy terrain. So same thing in the energy field, the collective consciousness of humanity. There's a shift going on, and there's tools, quantum science and technology, artificial intelligence, that can help us navigate this terrain to culture, conscientious, common sense, effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about ESP when you've got it, when you've got effective sensory perception. So, again, we just entered the deep space field of Aquarius a few years ago, and we still have the dregs of Pisces with us. The dregs of Pisces, you know, it's like the flywheel is, you know, there's the hamster and the wheel. The wheel is still turning, but the hamster's dead. You know, Pisces, there's records of Pisces, you know, the patriarchal ownership and control, in orbit, you know, is those momentums are still with us. You know, that's what we're seeing, you know, with this whole war of the militaries and the egos and the prides and, you know, ownership and control of human and physical resources and win-lose rather than win-win. Win-win is Aquarius. Win-win is, you know, hey, you know, we're both doing better with commerce and communications together rather than fighting each other. So anyway, this is the huge dynamic going on the planet right now, and we just entered this deep space field of Aquarius, and we need to seize the vision of Aquarius in a world that all of us, you know, want as the united sovereigns of Earth, you know, the new U.S. So ready or not, the artificial intelligence, the AI quantum shift is coming. And sooner than deeply entrenched mass illusion and delusion can conceive or believe. So, I mean, think about Mahatma, the great soul Mahatma Gandhi, what he said about an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. So blowing up the Middle East with sectarian violence is just feeding fear and anger into the energy field of psychopathic Jews, Muslims, and Christians who have gone to the dark side of war for peace. Talk about oxymorons. So I kind of finished up with a short poem by a friend of mine, James Fly. It's called One Letter Short. And this is to quote James. Quote, anger is one letter short of danger. Ire, one letter short of fire. Anger is rarely a stranger to danger, and ire's no foreigner to fire. So keep your cool, folks. See the good, make it so. That was kind of summing up, you know, the summing up of these first three newsletters. Now, of those first three newsletters, the one I did called Revelations Unveiled. Remember the meaning of Revelations? The meaning of Apocalypse is Revelations. And that was back on the full moon, the lunar eclipse. It's a special issue back on March 3rd, which is only, you know, what, 4 days ago? There's several really good videos that are in that. And again, the meaning of apocalypse is, and this is from Dan Brown, Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol. He has a quote on, the apocalypse is literally a revelation, a revelation, R-E-V, revelation, revelation. So the book of Revelation, Revelation in the Bible predicts an unveiling of great truth and unimaginable wisdom. The apocalypse is not the end of the world, but rather it's the end of the world as we know it. The prophecy of the apocalypse is just one of the Bible's beautiful messages that have been distorted. So revealing the Iran war apocalypse now, you know, the best balanced summary I've seen on this whole Iran debacle so far, after I've viewed dozens of them, is this one by James Corbett called, you know, War in Iran, Board of Peace Edition. Board is in B-O-R-E-D, Board. Board of Peace Edition. He's got a sense of humor, and he's very level-headed, very balanced. Then there's Tucker Carlson, and he goes into a real good summary on, you know, from his perspective, on this whole Iran war apocalypse. And some people would say that's the best overview, but others would say the best overview of what's going on with Iran right now is Pepe Escobar. He's a geopolitical analyst. Now, he's all over the world. He goes to where the hot spots are, whether it's in Russia, Turkmenistan, I mean, you know, all over the world and all over the Middle East. And he's very well spoken, but he's very intelligent. He's very intelligent because he's been on the ground all these places. He knows multiple languages. And so he just says Trump is cooked. He says Trump is cooked. Iran's killing it strategically, tactically, geopolitically. And I, you know, I tend to agree with him, but most Westerners just cannot hear what he's saying. And, you know, they don't want to believe it, but Iran is killing it. So the U.S.-Israel hubris and aggression, it's hitting the wall of world contempt and the support of China and Russia backing Iran. So Trump's cooked. Something's got to change. Like I say, either he pulls the Trump card, you know, or, you know, anyway, there's three authentic perspectives, these three videos I mentioned on reality, three different perspectives. While we're getting the mainstream media talking heads programming us with, you know, just war unreality, as if losing the war was winning, you know, because Trump keeps saying we're winning when we're just taking a beating. So this signals the end of Western hegemony, the end of the empires dominating, you know, I win, you lose, and the initiation of global cooperative win-win. So the whole truth that unites all of us, United Sovereigns of Earth, liberates us from the big lie that divides us. Now, this is the revolutionary spirit of 76 that sparked the American Revolution 250 years ago. So I got an article that's in Natural Life News, the March issue of Natural Life News, that goes into some of the revelations right now regarding the new technology. There's some really amazing links and articles in that, revelations on quantum energy, artificial intelligence advances, what the Aquarian age, Aquarian co-creation will look like, Promethean technologies with quantum energy, AI and advances in the mind of God, love, source, I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby. Anyway, I'm not going to get to any more of this last piece. I'm just going to have to wrap it up. I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope everyone today has got something that sparks your conscience and awakens your vision, your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 220s. So thanks for being with me today, folks. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Bye for now. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. See ya. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.